Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Biden will also discuss the first war under his administration's watch, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A court staffer is facing charges after approaching presidential candidate Donald Trump during his New York City alleged fraud trial.
The employee apparently entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons and top executives during a mid-morning break. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump, with the State Office of Administration saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. I'm Dave Collins.
A Democrat senator is calling out members of the squad in the House. Democrats Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota publicly blamed the bombing of the hospital in Gaza on Israel, where hundreds died. Yesterday, the IDF released communications between Hamas operatives where they admitted in the conversation the missile was fired by Islamic jihadists and malfunctioned. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania posted, quote, "It's truly disturbing that members of Congress rush to blame Israel." He added, "Who would take the word of a group that just massacred innocent Israeli civilians over our key ally?" End quote. President Biden says he's seen the evidence it was a result of an errant Hamas missile. A U.S. defense official says two attack drones thought to be targeting American forces were shot down in Iraq yesterday. The official said it's not clear who launched the drones. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A large group of people were arrested at the U.S. Capitol yesterday during a protest.
About 300 Jewish activists supporting Palestinians were taken into custody. A large group gathered in the Cannon House building rotunda and around the Capitol complex. The protesters were heard chanting, "Ceasefire now." I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration is offering $100 million in your tax money for humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. The administration said it will help support more than a million people with clean water, food, and medical care. President Biden, while visiting Israel, warned Hamas not to steal or divert the U.S. aid from our country and others. The anticipated water levels at Lake Mead over the next year has been revised to be less severe than initially projected.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation now estimates a drop of approximately 9 feet in water level by next October. This outlook is over 2.5 feet more favorable compared to the forecast from last month. The updated projection marks the inaugural forecast for the 2023 water year, which runs until the close of next September. Currently, Lake Mead stands at 1,066 feet above sea level. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The peak of the Orionid meteor showers is this weekend. Find a dark spot and look southeast. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, good to have you with us. Thanks, you can drop in. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Richard Battle is going to be joining us, the author and media commentator. His new book, Made in America by Americans, not Americans. But first of all, to set this up, you know, it's probably the most significant breakdown in military intelligence since 9/11. Whether it was Israel's dropping the ball, people are questioning, you know, what happened with the Biden administration. You know, with all the intel that we have, what happened? Supposedly Egypt had given warning 3 days ahead to Israel that something was about to come down, but something fell through the rocks. And, of course, we have a brutal war between Israel and Hamas terrorists with thousands already dead and a major humanitarian crisis just beginning. So what does it mean for everyday Americans here in this country? Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. I'm not picking you up. Okay, Richard, can you hear me now?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm sorry. Say that. Okay, Richard, I guess maybe you didn't hear the question, so let me repeat the question to you. Is that what is this going to mean, what's happening with Hamas and Israel, you know, for everyday Americans here in this country?
Well, good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on. And there's so many implications for we Americans. The first of which is everything that we do to help Hamas, to help Israel, to help anyone in the Middle East is a tax increase on American taxpayers. Mm-hmm. The president yesterday talked about sending Israel $60 billion, sending $100 million to Gaza to help them, and giving the Palestinian Authority money as well. That's a direct tax increase on us, whether we see it that way or not. And then, of course, the national security issue that we have thousands and upon thousands of people crossing the U.S. border that we don't know who they are and what potential harm they can do for us. And that's the simple part of a very complex answer.
Well, and the complexity continues because here it is. Why would you pay anything to the PLO? Why would you continue to support Hamas when clearly what they've been interested in is utilizing any money they get into building weaponry? That's obvious. There seems to be no interest whatsoever from, you know, for them to deviate from their intended goal, and that is to wipe out Israel. The Palestinians are in such a tough position, so much so that their neighbors don't want anything to do with them. This is why the gate, continues to be, to be closed on Palestinians, you know, getting to whether it's Egypt or Jordan. Nobody wants them.
Well, and that's absolutely correct. And I saw an article in the New York Post this morning about the PLO paying the families of Hamas terrorists that were killed in the attack a week or so ago. So if we send the PLO $100 million, how many of those dollars are going to go fund those terrorist families? And every one of those families that gets paid is a recruitment poster for a future terrorist saying, well, I'll go serve Allah and my family will get paid if I sacrifice myself for Allah.
Right.
We are indirectly funding terrorists in all of these actions as well. And
right. The
old government adage is, if you want more of something, you subsidize it. If you want less, you tax it. And here we are subsidizing the people that want to kill Israel and kill us. Mm.
You see, under Donald Trump, we stopped that. We stopped that payment to the PLO. Everybody's in shock, you know, about it. And then, of course, Joe Biden comes in. One of the first things he does is he reinstates it. And so how do you reconcile, you know, paying for terrorist families, giving them, you know, some sort of life insurance program paid for by we the people? And meanwhile, we're saying that Israel is our most important ally. You're speaking. You're probably no different than Qatar, you know, because Qatar's doing the same thing. I mean, you know, it's like everybody's a double agent there in the Middle East.
Well, yes, they're only friends with the people who last paid them. So if
right.
they paid them last, they're friends until somebody else pays them. And this all started in the current administration on inauguration day, with the war on fossil fuels, because as soon as we pulled back on developing and making ourselves energy independent, that helped Russia, Iran, and the other players to make billions off oil sales, which they've been able to use to prepare for this. And we've seen articles where Hamas prepared for this for 2 years. And so all of that time, they were being enriched by oil sales and preparing and getting funds from them. I saw today where North Korea sent rockets or sold rockets to Hamas that was used in the attack. And so they're all coordinated. They all talk together. Every time something bad happens to us, it's good for them, regardless of which one of them inflicts the pain.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, we're finding out here is that some of the munitions that we left in Afghanistan showing up there in the Gaza. What is that telling you, you know, to your point?
Well, yes, we've seen pictures with the M4 rifles. I would love to see the examination of some of the rockets or other gear that was left behind after these attacks and see the links to Afghanistan. And if not there, we definitely will see them in the future. And even if they were there, we're going to see more and more of them in the future come back and bite us.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and as you say, see, this is all the nuance. And for everyday Americans, we don't get this. And meanwhile, back home, we've got, you know, kids at universities that, you know, some of that is, you know, typical. You know, our own homegrown children are so confused and indoctrinated by the professors there in these college campuses. But this other serious issue that challenges me is that we've been importing hatred. We've got kids coming in from the Middle East countries that America has no idea how they've been indoctrinated. They've heard about it. They should know better. But they just seem to ignore the reality that these kids are indoctrinated, you know, from birth. I mean, there's cartoons, there's comic books, there's all kinds of teaching aids in order to instruct the children that they must hate. They must hate Israel, right?
Well, that and hate America, and so
right.
I think that's why it's so important for us, you, me, everyone else, to speak out and tell people, because the current culture is, hey, forget about all these problems. Go enjoy your life and leave it up to the professional politicians to take care of everything. We as citizens need to stand up and be involved. And none of us can do everything, but my encouragement for people is find one thing that you're passionate about and get involved and speak up about it and not let these things continue to influence us in an adverse way.
Exactly. And this is a time for us to step up, because the situation here, it just seems that, I got to tell you, Richard, I mean, you have analyzed military intelligence and the things that are happening there. And it just seems very weird that Israel is taking, I believe, too much time in executing its campaign against Hamas. Maybe we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We've got more from Richard Battle. He is the author and analyst. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As incredible as it may sound, there are people in our own backyards who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. It's our calling, our mandate as Christians, to ensure that every single soul on earth has a chance to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why the Tide Ministry is encouraging you to bring our mission into your community through our Have You Heard Challenge. The challenge is to ask at least 10 people if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then share the love of Christ with them. If they embrace Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. Sometimes all it takes is a simple question to open the door to a meaningful conversation. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can join a growing number of believers who are actively sharing their faith in their own communities, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. He's Richard Battle. He is the author and analyst, author of the new book, Made in America by Americans, not Americans. We're talking about, of course, what's happening in the Middle East as Israel remains on the border, has not made a move yet into Gaza. Meanwhile, you know, Hamas continues to send rockets. They're still, you know, yesterday, as soon as, and I knew this was going to happen, Richard, as soon as that bomb, that missile hit the hospital, actually the parking lot, but near enough to do some damage. I'm not even sure the numbers, but the Palestinians are reporting, you know, something like 500 dead. You know, but it's very, very tough because this is, you know, you when you're in the fog of war, propaganda is flying around. You don't know. And, you know, the Hamas and Palestinians, they're experts in disseminating false information. So we don't know the stats directly. They're claiming that it was a missile that came from Israel, but yet the trajectory of the missile was coming south to north. So that would tell you just from the trajectory alone that it came out of the Gaza. There was no way that it would have come from Israel. And so a lot of misinformation, but just enough to infuriate everybody to stop a meeting between the Arab leaders, neighboring Arab leaders, with Joe Biden yesterday, and of course send you know, thousands of students on the street in, you know, around the world protesting this act, this vile act of Israel shooting a missile into a hospital.
Well, yes, and the worst part of it, or it's not the worst, but it's bad, is our media complicity in either not reporting the Israeli side of the story or misreporting it, which feeds right into the propaganda machine. And the negotiation meeting in Jordan, to me, made us look bad when it was scheduled and when they canceled it, which that could have been an excuse to canceling it, makes the U.S. president look weak. I think they're doing everything they can to feed on that. They got between us and Saudi Arabia on the deal that was being negotiated there. We see Jordan and other countries snuggling up to Iran now, whereas under President Trump, we had the Abraham Accords and we were had much more peace in the Middle East. And so everything right now is under a threat of a wider war happening much sooner than any of us would like.
Well, it's clear, Richard, I think to everybody's disappointment, that America has lost its leverage there in the Middle East. I mean, when the president goes, travels all the way from D.C., you know, to Israel, and he can't meet up with the leaders as expected, that, you know, and the Arab leaders must suspect. I mean, they had to have intel as well, but they wanted to hold to the narrative, all be in agreement that it was Israel that hit the hospital, and that gave them justification, you know, to really embarrass the president. But it's really demonstrative of the lack of political capital that America has, and certainly the lack of influence that Joe Biden has on these leaders, because before there'd be some angle, you know, you could offer them some money, you could, you know, be reasonable and be able, you know, to work out, you know, to work some of this stuff out. But you're not even having any conversation. And it's hard to converse with somebody when your two realities aren't even in the zip code. And that's where we are right now. And I guess this is becoming, I mean, as if it wasn't obvious before. Because the reality is, on one side, Israel has no problem living with Arabs. In fact, when I visited, I shared this with the audience before, when I visited Israel, Arabs, you know, I spoke with Arabs. They said, boy, we feel safer. And to be honest with you, we feel safer in Israel-controlled areas than we do in Arab-controlled areas. And they were allowed to come into Jerusalem, you know, travel in these areas that were enforced and were, you know, supervised by the IDF, by Israeli officials, and not a problem. But they said that they were nervous in their own areas because, you know, the Arabs, they don't necessarily believe in the rule of law. They weren't necessarily as fair-minded. So all that to say is that Israel has no problem in you know, cohabitating with Palestinians or Arabs if they want to do so and live for peace and live for each other's interests. But the indoctrination and the principles of the Palestinians and certainly, you know, whether we're talking about Hamas or Iran or Hezbollah and other Arab nations, is they want Israel off the face of the earth. Well, that's a non-starter. How do you negotiate with people? This is why, you know, whether it's Joe Biden or other officials within our government thinking that they can arrive to some two-state solution. Well, you kind of had a two-state solution, you know, just as a practice and in theory and principle with the Gaza. You have them operating there. You've been sending them money. I mean, everybody's felt sorry because Hamas is presented, which they do. They always present themselves as the victim. So everybody's sending them money. Iran's sending them money. We're sending them money. Israel's sending them money. We're trying to support them. And they say, thank you very much. Have a missile or two or 1,000. Right?
Well, you're correct. And one of the things I learned in business negotiation was, if a party wanted you to give something in a negotiation that didn't make them happy or further the negotiation, you didn't give it to them. And that's the,
right.
One of the problems. Nothing we do to help these people makes them happy or changes their mind on wanting to take Israel out or killing us. And so why continue to give that and subsidize it? And you were talking earlier about the element of surprise and Israel going in to the Gaza Strip. Of course, whether you're in a schoolyard fight or war, surprise is always preferred. But if you don't have that, then you need speed, power, and moving quickly to take whatever you got to take. And what I don't like is you're seeing protests now supporting a ceasefire. Of course, they want a ceasefire. That now they've done the damage, and then they can reload and come attack again. And so that's one thing. And we see this proportionality insanity where they want to have a proportional response from Israel to Hamas. No, proportional response out the window. You go take them out and, as we say in the country, break them from sucking eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the situation, and Benjamin Netanyahu needs to be reminded of history. Golda Meir thought that, you know, she would go along. She bought into that narrative, and look what it did. It cost her position. She ended up resigning. And Benjamin Netanyahu right now is kind of hanging from a thread. His polling numbers are disastrously low right now, and people are blaming him. I mean, here is the prime minister, longest running prime minister in their history, and he is, you know, part of the strength that he's always brought to Israel has been, you know, his military acumen, and particularly when it comes to surveillance, you know, in that element, and for Israel to be surprised like this is unconscionable. And everyday Israelis, they're none too happy. I mean, they're ticked, and they're putting this on the feet of Bibi.
Well, that's unfortunate because he's probably the best leader they could have right now because they need strength. They need somebody who will do the tough thing to protect them and perpetuate the country versus someone who thinks they can go negotiate with these murderers. When the president went the other day to Israel and Jordan, him traveling there looked so weak. If I was him, I would have said, hey, I'm going on Thursday. I'll be in XYZ place. If you want to talk, I'll give you this hour. If you want to talk, come. And not travel on your knees to them.
Right, exactly. Now, again, I mean, we're reminded it was Gates who said, former Secretary Gates, who said that in 50 years, Joe Biden has not gotten one thing right when it came to national security or foreign policy. And so here he is. He's still batting 1,000%, still hasn't gotten anything right so far, right?
Well, that's what I would agree with that. And if there's as my dad used to say, if there's a 50-50 chance of being right, you'll be wrong 95% of the time. I think the president.
There it is. Richard Battle, thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back.
Oxygen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Oxygen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Oxygen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Biden will also discuss the first war under his administration's watch. A court staffer is facing charges after approaching presidential candidate Donald Trump during his New York City alleged fraud trial.
The employee apparently entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons and top executives during a mid-morning break. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump with the State Office of Administration, saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Well, like you, I mean, it's but there's a clear delineation. I think this is quite amazing what's happening right now. I mean, a clear line between good and evil that is being demonstrated right before everybody. And it's really letting you know who your allies are and who they're not, including on college campuses, just in the United States alone, not including across the country. And, you know, just as a sidebar, who would have thought of all people, the French and Macron would say to those that want to hold on to evil in their hearts, get out of here. You have no place here in this country, right?
How about that? Is that something?
Yeah. Maybe an example for the West, right?
Yeah, I think it would be a great example for the West. You know, there are people who obviously you and me and probably most of our listeners are standing with Israel as we should. I've been saying in Hebrew to my Jewish friends and others, I'm Israel Chai, which means the people of Israel live. And I think that's the attitude that every American I take. Of course, there are others who disagree with us. Some are full-blown anti-Semites. Some have differences on the issue of Palestine, what have you. But I never thought I'd see what I've seen and heard the last couple of days. I just saw it at NYU, my alma mater, which is NYU Business School. And the students there going around and yanking down copies of the posters that have been put up in Israel indicating people are missing, kind of like you saw in New York after September 11th.
Exactly, right there.
And just at my former alma mater, NYU, they're yanking down these pictures of missing Israeli kids. Now, you can have a difference with the Israeli government or not be a fan of Bibi Netanyahu, but you're going to attack the faces of missing Israeli children who are now being held hostage, really? Then there was this professor, I forget where it was, at some university in the Northeast, I believe. He said that he found the Hamas's attack on Israel electrifying and exhilarating, or exhilarating and exciting. Wow, what a comment. And then in Australia, just after the attacks, I think maybe like a day or two later, you had people say, gas the Jews. Mm-hmm. Gas the Jews. My God, wow. this isn't just anti-Semitic. This is Nazi-esque.
Exactly. Well, and they're getting feedback right away. I mean, you've got major donors to some of these colleges, Harvard, Columbia, others that are saying, "Hey, I'm rescinding my money. I'm not going to support an institution that is so blatantly anti-Semitic, and so anti-peaceful." This is absurd. But, you know, one of the things we've been stressing on this show, DeRoy, all week long is people need to understand there's two types of students on the campus today. You've got the homegrown, American kids, American-made kids, and then you've got those that have been imported from the Middle East. Those particularly that have been imported from the Middle East, they have in their hearts generational hatred that they've been conditioned with from the day of birth, that they must hate the Jews. And what people need to reconcile, it's the Jews first and then Americans and people of faith next. So don't think that this is just something that's happening in the Middle East. This is coming to a neighborhood near you soon and very soon, right?
I heard a very good disturbing comment, an expression I'd not heard before, but the expression apparently among the Hamas types and the Islamic extremists is first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people.
Mm,
people,
yes.
The Jews, the yeah. people being the Christians.
Right.
So it doesn't
right.
stop with the Jews. Once they're done with the Jews, then they come to the Christians because, of course, Christians are not Muslims. And among the Islamo-fascist types, that's a mortal sin. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that a lot of big donors have said they're fed up with a lot of the big Ivy League and other liberal colleges and universities are cutting off their money. You've also seen a number of these large law firms and others say anybody who signed, in particular Harvard, people who signed that statement in Harvard, which I believe said that they blamed Israel and Israel alone for the attacks. I guess Israel attacked itself. People who signed that statement are having their job offers rescinded.
Exactly.
If you believe that sort of thing, you don't belong in our law firm. So good luck. Go find your job. Go find yourself a job elsewhere. I think that is fantastic. And I'm glad to see most of these people are probably not very right-wing. Imagine a lot of liberal Democrats. But there's a limit to how far they'll go. And these people, these little brats who run around and engage in anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic behavior need to pay a price for it. If that means that their beautiful jobs at Major Davidson Polk and Latham Watkins and other law firms like this are rescinded, then maybe that'll teach them some manners. And by the way, you mentioned a lot of these people are if you're an American student and you want to get up and say what you want, the First Amendment covers you. But if you're a foreign student in this country on a student visa and you're running around engaging in anti-Semitic pro-terrorist behavior, ICE should pick you up and take you to the airport and fly you home to your mom and daddy tonight.
Exactly. Well, that's
gone.
And that's what Marco Rubio and who was it, the other senator? Tom Cotton had said that's what should happen. We should just pick them up because, you see, the thing is, this is embedded in them. This is in their hearts. The kids in America, I would say, okay, they're influenced by professors. You know, we know how college campuses work. That is the theme of the day. And so they get on the bandwagon, and then they find out through the process, well, maybe not so smart after all. And they I believe, are redeemable. But these kids, sadly, who have been indoctrinated, that's a lot of work. And does America want to take that job on? I mean, do we want to have, therapists on retainer to handle these kids from the Middle East that have been, so indoctrinated? I don't think that's our responsibility, DeRoy.
It's not the responsibility of us. It's the responsibility of the Middle Eastern countries not to peddle the anti-Semitic propaganda that these kids, as you say, they get from, kindergarten onward. Among the Palestinians, the kids in Gaza, and I think even the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, they have cartoons and puppet shows that are about evil Jews and kill the evil Jews and wipe them out and slaughter them. And they get this stuff, the way that we used to get Mr. Rogers and Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. They start with this stuff from when they're little. So by the time they get to college age, they've had, a good probably, 12, 15, 16 years of virulent genocidal anti-Semitic propaganda pumped in their heads. I think it's part of why Egypt does not want the Gazan refugees.
Exactly. Or Jordan or any of the other surrounding Arab nations.
Yeah,
they go, we don't need this problem. We got enough things to deal with, right?
It's, well, you know, saying, well, just, you know, just take 10 cancer cells. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's some very lovely cousins, but there are a lot of other ones that you say is they've had this venom pumped in their heads from when they're in grade school, and they show up and they think, well, if Egypt has a peace treaty with Israel, maybe we ought to blow up Israel, or you blow up Egypt rather than they you know, leave whatever their bases are and go to Cairo and cause all sorts of mayhem. So he's that. I also noticed there's nobody. Remember when Dunkirk, English troops were trapped with the Nazis coming after. There was this big sea lift, and all these boats came in from England and picked up the English and brought them back to the UK. I don't see anything like that with Gaza. It's got this beautiful long beach. I'm not hearing about any boats coming in from anywhere in the Middle East to pick these people up and whisk them to safety. They're just sitting there, and nobody seems to want them because, I think in part, they feel like these guys are, you know, potential fifth columnists.
Well, they don't know how to tell the difference. And even though, according to polling, recent polling there, 61% of the Palestinians do not support Hamas. Well, then you better find a way to distance yourself quickly and redeem yourselves in such a way to get away from, you know, these kind of false narratives that come and, you know, come all the time. And here it is. You know, we're talking about kids on college campuses. We got elected officials. You heard what Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib had to say about the missile that clearly, I mean, DeRoy, Israel has never, I've never known in the history of Israel that they have ever targeted hospitals. The only people that target hospitals and civilians are the radical Arabs and Hamas and those that are supported by Iran. These are the ones that do it. And you know, my question this morning with one of the experts was, what was the trajectory? Was the trajectory of that missile heading, you know, from north to south, or was it south to north? It was south to north. So that would tell you that it emanated, you know, just on its face, that it emanated, you know, from the Gaza. It didn't come from inside of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Israel, there are many amazing things. One of them is the Iron Dome system, which if it were for Iron Dome, they would be much more flat than they have been.
But exactly. I'll tell you what, let me interrupt you. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah.
More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, along with DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, you were saying before the break, we talked about, the missile that hit the hospital and causing all kinds of outrage, and we have elected officials in the United States, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who are insisting that it was Israel's fault.
They do say this, despite the fact that Israel has the Iron Dome system, which this anti-missile system protects them from much worse damage than if it didn't exist. And that thing is able to track missiles coming in from every direction and, of course, blow them up if they endanger anybody. And so the Israel should be able to have the rocket telemetry on the missile that hit the hospital and just follow it back to its origin. And as you say, from all we know, it originated in Gaza. Well, it's hard for the Israelis to bomb a hospital in Gaza with a missile that launches from Gaza rather than Israel. The missiles launched in Gaza are controlled not by Israel but by Hamas. So that, by definition, is a Hamas rocket. Now, they may have meant it to go into Israel, apparently misfired or it malfunctioned and then crashed into the hospital. But still, it was not sent there by Israel. It was sent there perhaps accidentally, but launched from Gaza. Hamas has taken full responsibility for the 500 or so hospital patients, doctors, nurses, and others killed in that.
But they're not going to, because it doesn't fit their narrative, like you've written about in your latest column. I mean, this is the art of victimhood. Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorists, they are real good at doing this. And the thing that's sad, after all is said and done, this is how history is repeating itself. The mainstream media, just as they supported Adolf Hitler in World War II, they are supporting these knuckleheads that are wreaking havoc and terror all over the world. Right now, it's on full display, and you need to go into this with your eyes open and understand there's a difference between good and evil. And so you need to make a choice here as to what you want to believe and what you want to follow. But sadly, the mainstream media is not helping the cause either, because when you go back in World War II, it was our mainstream media at the time that was supporting Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, the so-called paper of record, in fact, papered over the Holocaust all the way into, I think, late 44, early 45. Mm-hmm. Something like this. This is all the same paper that also covered up for Joe Stalin with the Ukrainian genocide. And here you've got a piece about this on the Daily Caller, Newsmax, right, as well. And headline is, the far left says Israel's pain is Israel's fault. It's all, Israel apparently attacked itself, according to so many of its enemies. And you've got people who, like George Aki Achia, I'm not sure how you say his name, he's the director of journalistic standards at the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. He says, do not refer to militant soldiers or anyone else as terrorists. The notion of terrorism remains heavily politicized as part of this story. Well, Hamas, I'm sorry, Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Exactly.
This is not a state-based organization of soldiers in uniform, wearing their badges and insignias and carrying their weapons. These are people who dress as civilians, hide among civilians, use civilians as human shields, which is a violation of the Geneva Convention and the laws of war. And they don't just attack Israeli soldiers and military targets, which is certainly allowed under war. They target kindergartens. They target 260 people killed at a music festival. Children killed in front of their parents. Parents killed in front of their kids. Babies burned. Babies, their heads chopped off. And this is not the way a regular military organization works. These are terrorists, and there is no
reason
to call these people anything other than terrorists because that's what they are.
Yeah, well, Achi, to make this statement is disturbing. But, you see, we shouldn't be surprised because that's the order of the day. You know, the left has hijacked the language. They use their own words. They want to fit it into this narrative to justify. I mean, you've got to really twist your mind in such a way to justify the barbarism that took place in the Gaza, DeRoy.
You do have to be very twisted to justify this. And who do these people, like George Achi or whatever his name is, how do you think they would fare if Hamas somehow managed to take over the United States of America? Do you think they'd high-five the guy if they carry on to your job? Or they, you know, nationalize his channel and maybe kill him? I don't think that the people of Hamas, if they, God forbid, took over the United States of America, would put up with AOC and the rest of the squad, the females in the squad anyway, for very long. They tell them to shut up, put their burkas on, and go inside and make dinner. They're not crazy about the idea of female politicians speaking out on issues, pro-con or otherwise. They want women essentially to be, you know, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're not really into women being political leaders and making decisions for our country. So I don't think AOC and Ayanna Pressley and these other characters in the squad would fare for very long if, God forbid, Hamas ever took over the United States of America.
Well,
think about that before they
come
out off and say these things on behalf of a group like that.
Yeah, and the biggest shock, I would think, would be Ilhan Omar, especially, I mean, here she is. I mean, you know, she's a Muslim. She knows what the rules of play are. I mean, she has so much freedom here in the United States. And she's hoping, I guess, that as a PR agent, you know, for the left and for, you know, radical Islamists, that somehow she's going to survive. But I think you're exactly right, is that, you know, they come in, they're not going to adjust their doctrine. They're very determined. And that's what I keep reminding people. It is Israel first, America and people of faith next. Total annihilation. There, you know, you are either going to be a Muslim or you're dead.
And Ilhan Omar, of all people, should know better. She is from Somalia. She grew up under militant Islam in Somalia. She lived, I think, in a refugee camp, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, if you're AOC, you could be just a bubblehead. It doesn't really know what's going on. Ilhan Omar would know better because she's seen this evil up close and personal, looked it right in the eyes. And here she is in league with these people, sympathizing with these people, and essentially spreading their cause in this country. I mean, she ought to be on her knees every day and thanking the United States of America for letting her in the first place. We could have said, sorry, we don't want you in our country, honey. Why don't you turn around and go back to Somalia, go back to Mogadishu? We let her in, and you'd think she'd be grateful, and then she would understand everything this country has offered her and her loved ones. And instead, we get this incredible anti-American, anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic kind of behavior from somebody who has no excuse for those ideas and, like I say, should know better than anybody else in Congress what it is with which we're coping at the moment.
And she took advantage and broke the law. She married her brother in order to get
her brother
in.
How about that?
I mean, this is, but, you know, look, an elected official
fraud.
and you wonder, you know, what's wrong with Congress. You wonder what's wrong with our government right now when it accommodates this kind of insanity. Again, I think the lines of demarcation are quite clear. This is evil. This is good. You need to choose. Do you want evil or do you want good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that simple. And people ought to understand that. Instead, we get this, you know, well, is it really that evil? And are the Israelis really that good? It's all a big gray area. On the one hand, on the other hand, in this endless equivocation, you know, the Israel Defense Forces do not go into Gaza and burn babies. They do not go into the West Bank and chop babies' heads off. They don't deliberately target kindergartens and hospitals and civilian facilities. Now, sometimes bombs go astray. Sometimes things happen in the heat of war. That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But there's a big difference between accidental collateral damage and deliberately targeting music fans at an outdoor concert of whom
260 defenseless fans just sitting out
music
there.
Fans. Who kills music fans?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, this isn't the military. They didn't go off. This is how cowardly they are. You know, they didn't go head-to-head with the IDF. They went after innocents on every level, whether it's Holocaust victims, families, children in their beds being beheaded. This is just, rank horror that has been thrust upon the people. And then they have the audacity to claim victimhood. And the reason they do that is because, DeRoy, the press has given them cover. You know, over the generations, they've allowed him to do this, and they figure, okay, hey, well, we'll use what's always worked. You know, we eventually position ourselves into the position of victimhood. They believe us, and all is well. And next thing you know, the United Nations will be getting money from all the other nations around the world, and they'll just be giving them money, right?
Yeah, this is true, and let's also try to reserve a bit of our rage and aim that at Iran, which is the big bankroll for Hamas, Hezbollah, and the rest. And one of the big failures of Joe Biden has been his endless policy of appeasing Iran, like as Neville Chamberlain appeased Adolf Hitler.
Yes, exactly.
Well, if we're just nice to these people, they'll be nice to us because we all want the same thing. Well, no, they don't. We don't want the same thing. They want death and chaos.
Exactly.
Take genocidal regime and trying to cut deals with them and be nice to them and send them money doesn't do anything other than allow them to fund Hamas, fund Hezbollah. And these are the people who just killed 30 Americans or holding, I think it's 14 or 15 American hostages. If Iran wants to get on the right side of history, they ought to tell their people, let our hostages go and stop this, but they have no interest in that. And every dollar we send to them makes it that much easier for them to continue their pattern and their campaign of evil against Israel.
It's like they've abandoned all reason, DeRoy. They don't want reason. They're in for a different agenda. The thing that they're hoping for is a regional war, and if it turns into World War III, all honor and glory to them. They're all in. They're on a different trajectory altogether. This is what concerns me about our president, because I'll tell you, as long as he's been in Congress, even Gates said that in 50 years he never got one thing right. And it scares me that he's there, going for a Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know. I just hope he doesn't mess this up. We've got about 35 seconds left. I'll let you summarize and take us home. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, again, that the key takeaways, if you will, are that Israel was attacked in an unprecedented, unprovoked fashion. 1,400 Israelis killed, the biggest number of Jewish deaths since Auschwitz and Buchenwald were liberated, and we need to be on the side of Israel, which is the victim here, and the perpetrators are directly Hamas, which is a bloodthirsty terrorist group.
Amen. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. No other.